Hi, and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm so glad you joined us today as we continue our series on Systematic Theology 2. We're looking at lesson number 24 today on the doctrine of prayer. We will get into our lesson right after this. Now join in progress part 4 of 8 in our study on the doctrine of prayer. In addition, the Bible tells us that we are to pray for wisdom, and God will give it to us. In James 1 and verse 5, he says, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Like Solomon of old, we need to pray for God's wisdom, because we know not how we ought to order our lives, but God does. We dare not depend on the wisdom of this world for leadership, because the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 1:20, "Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" This world does not want the wisdom of God. Thus the Lord lets them go on in darkness. But the Christian, and as a Christian, we need not walk in darkness, for we are in the light, and God wants us to walk in his wisdom. We have but to ask, and he will give it to us. God's word tells us that we are to pray for our enemies. Listen to what Matthew 5 and verse 44 says. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." To pray like this would certainly require our dependence upon God. Our Lord's commandment is not without example, though, because the Lord Jesus at his crucifixion prayed for his enemies. Look at Luke chapter 23, verse 33 and 34. "And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, where they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Since our Savior prayed so, we have no excuse for not praying for our enemies." What was done to Jesus is a lot worse than anything our enemies have ever done to us. This is especially true when we consider that he was sinless and became our sin to save us. There's no excuse for our not praying for our enemies. Listen to what God says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 19. "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." God will take care of our enemies a lot better and justly than we ever could. So let's leave them to God and just pray for them. We are to pray for the salvation of sinners and for Christians to grow in the Lord. We are to pray for the pastor and those in church leadership. Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, "Pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith." We should pray for the word of God to go out freely without hindrance, and that all men might know the gospel message, that God's people might know how they ought to behave themselves for the glory of God. We should pray for deliverance for God's servants from those that would hinder the preaching of God's word through unreasonable and wicked behavior. Knowing that all men are not going to receive the gospel message, and that Satan is going to seek to hinder the delivery of the gospel message, there's so much more we are to pray about. And therefore, we need the Lord's will to be done in our prayer life. We need the Lord's leadership. We need His guidance in our prayer life. So the question is, how do we get that guidance? Well, we find the guidance of God in our prayer life by studying the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Studying the Word of God according to the Scripture is not optional, but is a commandment from God towards all Christians. Only by the study of the Word of God will we know the will of God. We study the Word of God. We find out what we are to pray for and how we are to pray. Therefore, we must study the Scripture that we may be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Notice it says we are workmen. Prayer is certainly work, for it goes against our flesh. The Bible guides us in our prayer life, for it is by the Scripture, the Word of God, that the Spirit of God guides us into all truth. John 16 and verse 13 says, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. In John 14, 26, we read, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So the Holy Spirit is going to guide us and remind us. He's going to teach us. We need, in fact, more than need, we must have the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God in our prayer life. And this we gain by the studying of the Word of God. By studying the Word of God, we find in Romans 8, 26 that the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit intercedes on our behalf in our prayers, adjusting them to the will of God. Thank the Lord for His Holy Spirit that not only seals us unto the day of redemption, but works in our prayers, that we might know that we are praying in the will of God.